From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kenny Malone. Prosecutors in Miami have decided not to file charges against San Francisco 49ers star quarterback Colin Kaepernick. In April, a woman told police that Kaepernick and two other NFL players may have had sex with her while she was passed out in a Miami hotel room. A memo released Thursday by the Miami-Dade County State Attorney's Office said there wasn't enough evidence that any crime was committed. Tests indicated that the woman was not sexually assaulted, and other evidence backed up the player's contention that nothing happened. Kaepernick consistently denied any wrongdoing. The other players in the room that night were 49ers wide receiver Quentin Patton and Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Ricardo Lockett. The World Cup games kicked off yesterday, and of course, diehard soccer fans will go to some extraordinary lengths to cheer on their favorite countries. The World Cup began with a match between Brazil and Croatia. South Florida Brazilians geared up in their national colors and showed up hours early to get a table at Boteco Miami, a popular Brazilian restaurant. Eduardo Silva is from Rio de Janeiro, but he lives in San Francisco. He came all the way to Miami to watch the game, and he says he'll play hooky from work if he has to.
Well, my boss doesn't know that yet, right? He doesn't have any clues, but it's sick days, really. I got plenty of sick days left for the rest of the World Cup in Brazil. Whenever Brazil's playing, he's not going to see me at my desk.
Brazil won yesterday's match 3-1. Earlier today, Mexico defeated Cameroon 1-0, and in a rematch of the last World Cup finals, the reigning champions, Spain, were blown out 5-1 by the Netherlands. And while we're on the subject of reigning champions being blown out, the Miami Heat lost to the San Antonio Spurs 107-86 last night. The Heat trailed the Spurs 3-1 in the best-of-7 NBA Finals. No team has ever overcome that deficit. But if you're bummed about this, it could be much worse. You could be one of the photographers working courtside at the games. WLRN's Maria Muriel tells us why.
Thank goodness I've never had LeBron James land on me.
Says Al Diaz of the Miami Herald. But the Sun Sentinel's Michael Laughlin says LeBron once not only landed on him, he
grabbed me from my arms and literally picked me up like a child. I weigh 220 pounds and he was like, picked me up like he was doing curls.
We know NBA players are big guys, but
the players don't look that big until they're like right above you. And then LeBron comes pounding in and the floor shakes. And it's like, oh my God.
Herald photographer Charles Trainer says he's never had a courtside encounter, and he thinks the falls mainly happen to the fans in the expensive seats. And he thinks those fans like it.
Believe me, the next day at the water cooler, they're probably telling people, wow, Kobe Bryant fell in my lap, LeBron James fell in my lap, you know, and I'll never wash that shirt.
He says the NBA has been scaling back the number of courtside spots for photographers due to safety concerns. But Mike Laughlin has a different worry.
You know, the worst thing that I've experienced is they are very sweaty people. When they fall on you, they usually get you wet from their sweat.
Courtside shooting might be potentially dangerous, possibly cause equipment damage, and sometimes get yucky. But these photographers see it as just a part of their job. And even more, Trainer says the job couldn't be done from anywhere else.
You know, if you look at those great moments of NBA history, they're shot from the court.
So these guys won't be avoiding the sweaty LeBron James for as long as the Heat play. I'm Maria Muriel in Miami.
You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone. Happy Friday the 13th, Andy Wagner.